Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. And I'm conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. Let's see here. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
You are? Okay, perfect. Okay, first question. I know it's a long way off, okay? But what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Just to make sure that we speak with all the ages, what is your age?
52.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, okay, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican, I guess.
Okay. Now, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Moderate.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Okay, use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue, protecting abortion rights.
Go ahead. What are the parameters again? What do they mean? Like
I'm going to mention some issues that the Congress, okay, the members of the Congress that you might think are like important or issues, let me read this part for you again. I don't want to confuse you. So I'm saying, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people might say they want their member of Congress most focused on, okay? So from 0 to 10, okay, where 0, where 5 means it's the most important issue that they need to focus on, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is not important at all, okay? And the first issue, okay, and the first issue, protecting abortion rights. From 0 to 10, what would be the scale that you think they might be focused on this? From 0 to 10? 1, okay. How about lowering taxes?
4.
4, okay. What about reducing crime?
5.
5, okay. Creating more affordable housing?
3,
okay. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
Repeat that, please.
creating more, I'm sorry, funding for drug and substance abuse program?
Two.
Securing the southern border.
Five.
Okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Five.
Tackling climate change.
Repeat that?
Tackling climate change?
Zero.
Zero. I'm sorry, probably I mispronounced this. I'm sorry. Let's see. Now, I would like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First person, 100
is J.D. Vann.
100 is very favorable, and 0 means unfavorable.
Yes. 60.
In the first person, J.D. Vance, I'm sorry, you said 60? Okay.
60.
How about Donald Trump?
100.
100? Okay. How about McDonald's?
Who?
McDonald's.
Madonna?
McDonald's? Yeah. No, not Madonna, no. That's what it says here. Honestly, no. No, it's not Madonna. Honestly, that's what it says here. McDonald's. I mean, I don't know.
McDonald's.
I've never heard of... Yeah.
You mean the food place?
I think so. Honestly, I'm not really sure. Honestly, I haven't heard any member or politician with this last name.
I guess...
Because it says some people and organizations. So I guess if it's either a person or an organization, but it says McDonald's.
Oh, let's see. Fifty.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Oh. 10.
10? Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
60.
60. What about Tina Kotek?
Repeat that?
What about Tina Kotek?
One more time.
Tina, like T-I-N-A, okay, Tina, and then Kotek. Last name is spelled K-O-T-E-K.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither, honestly. I never heard of this last name. I never heard this last name before, but from 0 to 100, or never heard of this person before?
Never heard of them.
Okay, what about Janelle Bynum? Or Bynum? No, Bynum, I think.
Janelle Beeman?
Yes, Janelle Bynum.
Never heard of him.
Okay, what about Lodi Chavez, the Remer?
70.
70, okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Oof. Zero.
Okay. And let's see, Kamala Harris.
Ugh. Zero.
Okay, not a problem. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president, okay, were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West?
Trump.
Trump, okay. Now, I know, like I said, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Rammer?
Lori Chavez.
Lori Chavez, thank you. Just for you to know, with a 60% of the survey, we appreciate your time and we're almost done, okay? Now, next. We're almost done, believe me. Probably less than 5 minutes. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you will, that you might support her?
Who?
To Bynum. Remember? Bynum?
Joe Biden?
No, Janelle Bynum.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about
okay.
her yet.
Now, okay. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe...
I would do some research before I decided who I was going to vote for sure, but... If you're asking right now.
Okay, not a problem. Understandable. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, he's terrible.
Okay, would you, I mean, do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Rammer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I approve.
You approve? Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Approve. Just generally approve.
I must have either... One of the options is strongly or somewhat approved.
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. Janelle Bynum, okay, Janelle Bynum, and Lori Chavez, the Rammer. Okay.
Okay.
The first says, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to her problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, the Rammer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise families. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, okay? Toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of this, same old divisive politics, and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Okay, now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did it. But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer? If you are undecided, you can say so.
Lori Chavez.
Thank you. Let's see here. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez?
Well, I'm on one of her emailing lists, and so I've seen some of the things she sent out about things she's done, and so far I'm okay with her performance, but I will, like I said, keep an open mind and do my research before I officially vote.
Okay. Thank you. Just one moment. I'm taking notes. Just one second. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people might have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 0 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's that is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You might use any number between 0 and 10. And the first statement says, Janelle Bynum is sick of what's happening to our neighborhoods and the partition games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. So from 0 to 10, will that be how convincing will that statement be for you?
Six.
Six. Okay, let's see. Next statement says, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law, and in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. So how convincing is that to you from 0 to 10?
2.
2? Okay. Next step. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change its way because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. So how convincing is that to you from 0 to 10?
8.
8, okay. And the last says, Janelle Vinon hears politicians says our economy is getting better, but as a working mother for and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. So how convincing is that to you from 0 to 10?
5.
Let's see. Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change, like I said before. So let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Vinon or Republican Lori Chavez Zeremer?
Currently, I would stick with Lori, but
okay.
I would give consideration to Janelle.
Now, okay, no, not a problem. That is just part of the survey, don't worry. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez the Remer, and please tell me how much each one of the troubles you about supporting Chavez the Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Now, the first concern or problem, Lori Chavez the Remer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she is not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. So does that sound to you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or just not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. The next is, Lori Chavez the Remer is not an out of touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayer foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spent her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and Paris in D.C. While Oregonians deal with rising costs, Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Does that sound to you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or just not at all?
Somewhat.
Let's see. Does that mean quite a bit or just some?
Just some.
Okay. And we're about to finish. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lurie Chavez the Renner?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, even though you say you are like undecided, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean toward, Janelle Bynum or Lurie Chavez the Renner, if you are undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided.
So that lean undecided. Okay. Not a problem. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's of science.
I'm sorry? Okay.
Bachelor's of science. Yes.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay. Let's see. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Trump. Thank you. And this concludes the survey today. Thank you very much for your participation. We appreciate your time. And have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.